All right. Now, there's something terribly upsetting about having to cut that song early. That's one of my favorite bands right now, Woo Life. And that was We Bros. This is Foz FM. Hello, everybody. And I'm joined with Alex Olson in the studio this evening.
What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Yeah, good. I actually played that song completely by accident. I had a little intro song I wanted to play and blah, blah, blah. But
it's all good.
In the way that this radio show has been working, it's just absolutely...
No, you're doing good.
You're good. The normal thing for me to mess something up. But, you know, when it started, I was like, yes, what a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to find something right now on my computer.
Oh, for okay. This.
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah.
Do I need to introduce you a little more? So, yeah, Alex Olson.
Do what you got to do.
Girl rides
do
a professional
thing.
Skateboarder for girl skateboards and Nike and who else do you ride for?
Nike. That's it. Those
that's
two.
It. Okay.
Keep it short.
Awesome.
Simple.
Yeah.
Well. I had a mix that I was going to make for you guys, but I can't find it.
What was with this? Because this sounded interesting.
Yeah. I was going to make just like a DJ mix, like a normal mix that, you know, beat matched and like all the songs blended in with each other and all that, but I didn't have enough time.
It sounds far too professional for this sort of outfit that we're
No, I mean, I had half of it. I'll play what I made, but...
Cool.
But right now, I got to find it first.
I'm keen.
The samples.
I'm keen to hear it.
Yeah. I mean, it's mostly disco stuff, but whatever.
All right.
But
mix it up.
Yeah, exactly.
I was trying to play opera. Like, one of the jams that I had, I was like, oh, like, Musker came on last week.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, which was great. And he had his intro music, and he, like, talked over it and everything.
Oh, really?
And I was just like... wow, this guy's really professional. And I'm like,
yeah,
that kind of puts me to shame. And then I had this idea for this song, and I was like, well, it'd be good to like just open with that and then just come in and talk over it a little bit.
Yeah.
But I messed it up, and then...
No, you did fine. Yeah. Trust me, I would have messed it up too. But you're doing just fine.
But we're great. Like, I'm such a huge, huge fan right now. Like, I've been listening to them for a long time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So I don't know them.
It worked out great.
Yeah.
Well, you should look into them.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
What are we listening to? What are we going to listen to?
I'm going to do a New Order song to start it off with. Dreams Never End.
Keeping It Manchester.
Hey, there you go. Right there.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
So that will happen.
Which one is it?
Unprofessional.
All right.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not. There we go. Sorry. My fault.
Okay.
We got a first timer. We'll be right back.
are back.
Yep.
All right.
New Order.
Yeah, what was that jam?
Dreams Never End. Excellent. By New Order. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. When I first heard the song, it was, you know, what's it called? A Crooked Video. So that's how I know the song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the Narnar video.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Did you go to London?
I did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Around that time?
I was just hanging out with them.
You were just hanging out?
I didn't know what they were doing. And
my friend Seth, asked me to give him a shout out. And then he was like, tell Alex what's up.
Yeah. He was doing Zero Stuff at the time
Yeah. And he's a good friend of mine.
Okay. Yeah, he was Seth super cool.
Yeah, Seth's the best. He works at Supreme now in London.
Oh, okay, cool.
So
that, and I met Jagger out there,
awesome.
And Nugget.
Nugget.
Those are the three people I remember from
That's me. A name I haven't heard for a long time.
He's around,
I know.
He's not working at Supreme or something?
I don't think so. With those ears, are you crazy?
What?
With those ears?
Oh, yeah, exactly. He can fly.
Last time I saw him was at Stockwell, skate park.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know where that is. That
Brixton.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been there, but I don't know.
You've never been?
I've been to Brixton, I think.
It's the one with the wall around it, and it used to be pink. And then
no, never been there.
Wow, you should go. It's my favorite skate park.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's
really, definitely. Well.
So, yeah, next trip out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure
whoever's paying for it.
Yeah, yeah.
The pound's powerful right now.
It's going to be Nike or girl, isn't it?
Really? Yeah, or whoever, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever else wants
to fly. So you've traveled around a bit then, I take it.
Yeah.
With skateboarding and all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Favorite places? Or?
I like England, I mean, or London. Yeah.
Did you go to Manchester?
I didn't go to Manchester. I would have liked to gone there.
Manchester's amazing.
But, I went there for the Narnar trip, and it was in the middle of October, and it didn't rain. And I was like real lucky.
I've had friends from Japan stay at my house for 2 months in June and July,
uh-huh.
and it rained almost every day.
Wow.
And then
I don't mind the rain, though.
You're insane.
But I'm from here, so it barely ever rains.
It's a bit
different.
But try 300 days a year, and you'll change your tune on that.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, Nugget's awesome. I really, really like Nugget a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he was super nice. And
yeah, he's so awesome.
Yeah.
I just
definitely.
Should show you a photo.
What's going on?
Hello, Patrick O'Dell.
Just walked into the building.
You guys having fun?
We are having a blast, yes. We're just talking about Nugget, who's a skateboarder from back home. Gabriel Pluckrose.
Is his real name?
Is his real name, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, Katie. Who's that little fella? There's a little dog just walked in.
Stanley.
Cool. Should we listen to some more music, Alex?
Yeah. Okay, so I found the mix. It's only 4 songs, and it sucks, but whatever. I'll play it anyways.
I'm
it's disco.
Sure it doesn't.
Whatever. It's the stuff I'm into.
Yeah. I was going to ask you. Yeah, but we'll talk.
We'll talk after.
All right, let's do this.
Okay. We'll be right back.
anyone can say that can change the way you feel. Cause you know that love is real. You can choose whether you fall in love. Anybody, any moment, anywhere. Cause no matter who you choose, there's a chance that you might lose. Gonna try, and that's the best that I can do. Hold tight. If you wanna make this feeling stay, hold tight. Hold tight. Don't let this moment fade away. Hold tight. Now tears gonna stay. We'll be right back.
That was cool. What did we just listen to?
Kano, I'm Ready, Hold Tight by Change, Angel Eyes by Roxy Music, Disco Edit, and Spank. Spank by I don't know who.
Okay. Cool. It's
some
not,
disco person.
Not really. Nah, I'm not really. I mean, I've heard of Roxy Music, obviously.
Yeah.
So they're awesome. But then, no. Yeah, it's not really something I
dabble
into.
No. Well, but that's what I dabble into.
Cool. That's nice. That's why it's interesting to, you know, get new people in and listen to what they're into.
Yeah. Anyways.
We got to do some shout outs. One is to Fat Jim, my friend, filmer from Manchester, England. But he's actually from Leyland. He's not from Manchester. Yeah, so what's up, Fat Jim?
Well, then I'll, you know. What's up to Fat Bill?
Fat Bill?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
I'll raise you.
I don't know. Fat Jim's pretty heavy.
It's just a name.
It's just a name. No, he's he's a good kid.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know.
Well.
But I agree.
Yeah. Fat Bill. All right. Fat Bill and Fat Jim. If anyone else is fat and they want a shout out, please feel free to call in or something. I don't know. You can get us on Facebook. How can you get hold of us, Solomon?
AOL Instant Messenger.
Oh, yeah, Instant Messenger. Like iChat or AIM. K-Chun DJ is the thing.
Yeah, or on your Facebook.
On the Heroin Skateboarding Facebook. It's on there. You can just message us. Paul Metta's listening as well. What's up, Paul? How are you? Hopefully get to skate next week, eh? All right, do you want to play some more music? Or?
Yeah, I got a super gay track. It's Absolute Body Control by DAF.
All right.
Super
gay track.
Yeah, super gay.
All right.
But super cool.
Change.
Done.
We're done. Who was that?
What's that song? DAF.
And that was Super Gay.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolute Body Control. Wow. What's
doing it that song.
We did. So, do you have a song?
Nobody talks to you. I'm eating gummies right now.
No problem.
Yeah. Red Band.
I heard that song in another radio station.
Another podcast. You listen to another radio station? I feel betrayed.
Yeah.
There are no other radio stations.
Yeah. A podcast. Cool. So, it's different. I wonder if you... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this is an education for me, Alex.
Okay, good.
It really is. It's good. It's interesting.
We're all learning here. Mm. It's a reading rainbow.
Yeah. I mean, Clint played some good jams.
Yeah?
He played out with the Hard Skin song as well. They were one of my favorite bands.
Okay. Yeah.
You get to hear that.
Oh, you know, I'll play you a song for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Blur, The Universe. Universal.
In the argument, the Blur versus Oasis argument, mm-hmm. that is, I don't know if it's ongoing, but it was at the time. It was like always Oasis versus Blur, and I'd always side with Oasis.
Probably. You'd go with your Oasis?
Oasis. Every time.
I think I would go with Blur.
Yeah?
Sorry, yeah.
Blur went to my college. I went to Goldsmiths University, and Damon Albarn and one of the other guys went there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Manchester.
Who's still making music?
Yeah, it's true. Gorillaz. But then Noel Gallagher played at Coachella last weekend.
That doesn't count.
I saw him. It most certainly does.
Yeah, but he was like one of the first acts in the morning.
What?
Where does Pulp fit in this conversation?
See, I don't know Pulp like that.
Really?
No, but everyone's crazy for Pulp.
Well, they played at Coachella as well.
Reunion, so I feel like
my friend went to that. Mm-hmm. That, yeah.
At Coachella.
Has gotten me into disco and all that other stuff.
If you like Blur, I would say, check out a little Pulp.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's a reason why people like it. I want to check it out. I just haven't.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff out there to listen to. It's hard to check everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Pulp started in 1978.
Really?
In Sheffield. Yeah, when Jarvis Cocker was like 15.
That's insane.
I know. I Wikipedia'd it because Dill played a jam last week and I didn't really know much about them.
Oh, you don't know much about Pulp either?
No.
Okay.
No.
I feel better.
I used to work in a record store, so I know a little too much about stupid shit.
It's good, though. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I guess so. Sometimes.
First, yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right,
one's
Blur,
expected.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
The future's been sold. Every night we're gone, and some karaoke songs. How we like to sing along.
We're gonna have a conversation while this jam's playing. Because you're talking. What did you just say, Alex?
It's weird that people are snobs at coffee shops now.
Complete snobs at coffee shops. What's with that? Like, I went to Intelligentsia a couple of times in Silver Lake, and then I was like, I'm not coming here again. I can't do this.
Because of the line or because of the snobbery?
Because of the line, because of the snobbery, because of, like, it's such a scene. Everyone's, like, looking at you to, like...
Oh, everyone's judging everyone.
I hate that.
Wow.
And it's even like that in Casbah, which is, like, the one down the road.
Which
one? It's like, a block away from Intelligentsia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But then I go to Mornings and Nights. Have you been there to that one?
No.
Mornings and Nights, it's cool. And it's in that little market.
I can solve your problem.
Yeah?
Yeah, you just drink tea.
Yeah. You know what I hate? Latte. Fuck that.
Latte art. Clint Woodside hates latte art.
Yeah, the Italians don't like it either.
No, I can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked Larry David when he went into a Starbucks and he went, just give me a vanilla bullshit.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
That's the one.
Really?
Solomon is dropping knowledge on us.
Uh-huh. Is that really why?
Wow, Clint really hates
milk and coffee. It's a kid's drink.
It's the cocoa of it. It's a hot chocolate of Italy.
I'm gonna throw something in there. Do you know if you drink 48 espressos, it induces a heart attack? Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
47, you're gold. You're gold. 48, forget about it.
Yeah.
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 Apparently 48. I haven't tried it yet, but.
Oh, well, all right.
But should we get back to Blur? It was just, sorry, that to cut into Blur, you know, but it was just an interesting thing that Alex brought up. About coffee snobbery. But what's with paying $4 for a cup of coffee?
That's
kind of cool. That's... No!
How much is it at Starbucks?
What,
$2.75?
Nah, not even. Like, you get an Americano, it's got to be less than $2.
Americano's better for you than a normal coffee, too.
Yeah, it is. There's no milk in it.
The espresso.
Brew. Right.
Isn't as strong as normal coffee.
Mm.
Drips way gnarlier.
Yeah. I always... The Americanos, that's good stuff.
Patrick doesn't drink coffee.
Patrick drinks a lot of coffee. Oh, Clint.
He's too good for coffee.
Booker's.
All across the board.
Yeah.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it hurts my stomach, but I still drink it.
See,
there
you go.
Yeah. Wow. Well, sorry for ruining the song.
You know, we were going to play Pulp. But we ended up talking about coffee. That's the way these things go. Did you know? So you know Jarvis Cocker, right? I tell this story to a lot of Americans. Nobody has heard this story. Michael Jackson played. Pausing it.
Yeah,
all right, cool. That's all right. Michael Jackson played this show in England. It was like for an MTV Awards in England, and he came out as Jesus, like dressed as Jesus, with all these little kids around him, and. Michael Jackson.
Okay. Right? When? What year?
I'm going to say 2001 or 2,
okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
And Jarvis Cocker came on, like, just walked on stage during his performance and started dancing, like, messing around. And security got him and grabbed him and pulled him off.
Oh.
And he was asked about it. Why did he do that? And he was like, I thought it was in awful taste. I thought it was really bad that he did that. So I just kind of wanted to make a fool of it, really, and mess around. So I that's when I became aware of Pulp and was like, that guy's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was he doing there, though, at the awards?
Oh, I think he was playing at the awards or something. Yeah, Pulp's huge.
It wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't here. It was in England.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. My ADD was wandering. I didn't hear that part.
And Pulp, both pretty big in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
only place that's true.
Now really
true.
But, Ali G actually referenced him on that when he went on the Ali G show.
He actually was happy about it.
He said, why did you get on stage and try and bum Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
good. Yeah, because.
Good stuff. Allergy's rad.
Yeah.
Should we play a song?
All right. Prince, 17 Days.
What's going on?
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. you yesterday. You didn't answer your phone. And you're the one who's always lonely. But I'm the one who's always alone.
My lonely room, looking for my sunshine.
Prince, 17 days.
Like, turn it down. You're on air here, Clint Woodside.
I'm just hanging out and having a healthy burrito.
Who was that?
That was Prince, 17 days, once all again. Right. Yeah.
Are you having fun?
Oh, yeah.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just sit around and listen to jams.
Yeah, it's good.
What were we talking about? Were you saying that Lance Mountain...
I was saying Lance Mountain should come on the show because he's... into music and he could, you know, he's knowledgeable in the whole punk rock era and
he's a good lad as well.
Yeah,
I'm such a fan.
Yeah, I was thinking of my dad, but then he doesn't have an iPod, or I don't know how he'd have to like play Pandora for you guys or something. Oh, okay. Which wouldn't really work.
And then with the ads, it's gonna suck.
Yeah, let's see what's next.
You know, I don't know if that would work so well, but yeah, I don't know.
Okay. You should shout out to your dad, right?
Yeah, or maybe they'll both do it or something.
Maybe, that could be good.
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
They get two old guys. They'll be like the Muppets.
Dude, that'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, my friend Scotty got in touch with me today, and he sent me a link to some Muppets thing. I drove to Glendale Park with him one time.
My father.
My friend Scott. And he was like... He was like, oh, yeah, just put some jams on from my iPod. I looked on his iPod, and it was all Muppet songs. It was all like Kermit sings It's Hard
Being Green. Does
he have a kid? No, okay. That's a weird thing. So
is he close to one of his cousins?
I don't know. I think maybe he's
you
a
might want to report
a Muppet
him.
Or something.
Oh, yeah. Heart.
Maybe it's weird. Scott, you're weird. But it's a rad memory, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know how much time we have left.
We have... 7 minutes. Oh, and then
okay,
Noah sent a recording from.
We're gonna patch it in live.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Even with time zone.
Oh, wow, that's technical. That's great. So we're gonna have Noah live from Tokyo.
Wow.
Which,
how do they do that?
Technology. They use electricity.
Energy.
So Noah live in 7 minutes. After we played some more songs.
All right. Next person is Lillianne Going Crazy. It's Italian Disco. We'll be right back.
because it's my radio show. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Hey, John Rattray says hi.
Oh, hey. Yeah. What's going on? Good video you made, whatever that video was. You made some video of a guy constantly pushing.
Oh,
a skateboard video.
Why didn't I see that? I'm
sorry. It was really creative and good. Yeah.
He is really creative and good. I really like John.
Yeah, that was good.
So he was almost going to be the guest, and then I think he might come in next week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay, cool.
We'll see. We'll see. Maybe he will.
All right. Well, I mean, we only have a couple minutes left.
Couple of minutes, and then No Age Live beaming in from Japan.
Yeah.
What do you want to finish with?
I don't know.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure anyway. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. I'm just going to do it like this.
You're going to do it like this?
Yeah.
All right. Are we done?
Do you want to... Playing a song.
Playing a song? All right.
It was Hugh Masekela.
Hugh Masekela.
Yeah. African guy.
Yeah.
In the 80s.
It's good that you're starting with that, because Spanky started with one a couple of weeks.
Oh, like, wow. Last week. Okay, cool. That was a remix by Holy Ghost.
Okay.
A current band in New York.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Good. I think I've learned a lot about that sort of music this in the last hour.
Yeah, well, I could keep going. But.
Yeah. I know, right? But yeah, the time is always short, and knowledge are going to be on the blower soon.
They're waiting in the coffee shop.
Yes. Oh, wow. I can't believe it.
Life
okay, awesome. Well,
all right. Well,
cool. Thank you.
No, thank you, Alex. It was a pleasure. Do we have any more shout outs that we need to do? Or?
No.
No. We don't want to say hello
to anybody. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom. I don't have any. I don't know.
No, I don't really do that. You know, I just sort of talk to people and then you just play some music and talk about coffee and stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty much how we run
it. Sorry if we ruined that song for someone.
but
you can download it. Yeah. Well, it's in your iTunes anyway. Just listen to it yourself. You don't need us talking about it.
All right. Cool.
All right.
All right. Later.
See ya.